أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فعفوا واصفحوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره، إن الله على كل شيء قدير. Yesterday we read that the Jews, especially the Jews, the Ahl al-Kitab, and the Jews particularly, they want to turn you away from your religion, from your deen, and they try in various ways, and they brought very much sugar-coated, in fact honey-coated things to distract us from our deen. In the name of sports, for example, in the Western way of life, in a non-Muslim way of life, various things they have brought, and they distract us from our deen. And then we give preference to those things over even our namaz. Our namaz, which is the most important and the greatest thing, more better than any and everything in the world together, but we give preference on various occasions, whether it is a social occasion, whether it is any other occasion, we give preference to those things over namaz. And eventually they work to take us completely out of deen. And they did all this just because of jealousy from their side. Just like Shaitan, he also was thrown out of Jannah, and his work is now to try and take everyone together with him to Jahannam. His agents, especially the Jews, are making the same effort. They themselves went astray, and now they want everyone else also to go astray. They were the chosen people of Allah Ta'ala in their time, but in spite of that, just the evil that was in them, they disobeyed the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and transgressed all the time. And all this after the truth had become very clear to them. So when this is the condition, and at this time when this ayat was revealed, the command of jihad had not come as yet. Now, like so to say, the Muslims were helpless in front of them. Perhaps in a sense similar as we find today, that what is happening in Palestine, what is happening in the world, and we find the true Muslim finds himself helpless. There isn't a single Muslim government that is standing up also for the Muslims. Whereas the Muslim governments should be standing up and fighting the cause of Islam. But in fact, some of them are even supporting the Jews and speaking against the Palestinians. So in this state of sort of helplessness, when we can't do anything, so Allah Ta'ala says, and in this condition, fa'afu wasfahu. So tum dar guzar karo aur khiyar mein na lao. At this time, don't worry about that. Overlook all this what they are doing, and don't be so concerned until such a time. Hatta yati Allahu bi amri, jab tak ke bheje Allah apna hukam. Till the time comes when Allah sends His command of jihad. When that will come, though the Muslims were capable of making jihad, but Allah in His absolute wisdom did not permit them in the life of Makkah Sharif, in the beginning in Medina Sharif as well. Later on, when the conditions were now all suitable, then Allah gave the command of jihad. Presently also, jihad, till there isn't an Islamic Khilafat, an Islamic order, a person cannot just go into jihad on his own. So at this time, Allah Ta'ala says, don't be so aggravated, don't be so upset about it. But what you should do, Allah Ta'ala explains in front, first of all, Allah says, Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Beshak Allah har cheez par qadir hai. Allah has got the qudrat of giving the command of jihad even at this time, and making within you, O the Muslims, that is of that time, giving you the capability of waging war and making jihad against these enemies. But Allah Ta'ala in His wisdom had set it for a certain time when jihad will be made compulsory. So in the meantime, you make jihad of your nafs. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ or قَائِمْ رَكُوا namaz or دَيْتِ رَهُوا zakat. This is the jihad of the nafs. This is very hard on the nafs to be making all the namazes. For example, this cold winter mornings to get up for Fajr, and summer when the nights are so short to get up for Fajr, all the other namazes are a jihad on the nafs. And zakat, everyone loves his money, doesn't want to part with his money. So by giving your zakat, in other words, what you can do, do that now. Now presently with the condition in Palestine, etc., around the world, at least we can be making namaz, we can be making dua, and we can be helping them financially. Whatever we can do, we should do that. That is what Allah wants to see, that what is within your means, that you should do. But unfortunately, our attitude is that we will go marching, etc., showing our banners, etc., which makes no difference whatsoever. If we make dua to Allah Ta'ala sincerely, Qunut and Azila was read now for us collectively, but individually also, every one of us should consider how much of du'as are we making for the Palestinian cause, for the Muslims throughout the world. In India, in different places, Muslims are going through very difficult and hard times. So our jihad at the moment is that we make dua, we turn to Allah, and also with this basics of namaz and zakat, we bring deen into our lives. And we fulfill the commands and stay away from the causes which brings Allah's afat and Allah's azab upon us, that is the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. We stay away from all haram things. We stay away from the lives of the enemies. Very sadly, right there in Palestine, we're fighting the Jews, but we are living like their lifestyle. Whatever they are doing, whatever their lifestyle is, that is our lifestyle. So we just hate them, we say, but we're living like them. In that case, the help of Allah is not forthcoming. We should be living a pure Islamic way of life, and we have been given the best way of life, the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sunnah. And Allah says, with all this that you are doing, don't think that if you are making your namaz, you're giving your zakat, you are not getting anywhere. And if you are going marching, screaming and shouting slogans, then you think you are getting somewhere. No. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِلُوهُ عِنَّ اللَّهِ. اور جو کچھ آگے بھیجو گے اپنے واسطے بھلائی پاؤ گے اس کو اللہ کے پاس. And whatever good you are going to be doing, you will find it by Allah Ta'ala. In other words, what your namazes you are making, your zakat you are giving, you are making your du'as, etc., you are living an Islamic way of life, not only in this dunya, but you will find it in akhirat, which is the main place for retribution and for getting the returns of our actions. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't lose heart. Do what you have to do, and you will get the full returns by Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah bima ta'amaloona basir. Allah jo kuch tum karte ho, sab dekhta hai. Whatever you are doing, Allah is watching. Whether you are getting up for tahajjud, nobody else knows about it. Perhaps the husband doesn't know the wife is up. The wife doesn't know the husband is up. The du'as they are making, but Allah is watching. And according to our du'as and our feelings, whether it's presently the Palestinian cause, Baitul Muqaddas, etc., whatever it might be, Allah is fully aware, and accordingly Allah will deal with us. And if we're going to do things in public, marching, etc., going with our banners and our flags, etc., and we show our support, that is not going to draw the help of Allah. What we have to do in our way, we must turn to Allah Ta'ala, bring an Islamic way of life, and then the help of Allah Ta'ala will come. May Allah guide us to proper understanding also, and proper amal and action also, and Allah save us from all these calamities which the ummah is facing. May Allah protect and guide us and be pleased with us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ